Bessie Dota, Pissy Dota, are on holiday time. In our game there's a feeling of frostiness. Children flaming, Reddit blaming, eternal envies feeding. Purging ahas open their spreadsheets. Sir Action's back.
Reginald.
Navi's back.
Reginald!
Ice Frog, please revert these hotkeys. Go.
Will they grow?
Watch them grow.
Now we know.
Soon twill be frost of a stay.
They're all dead! Ay, 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 estou a sentir as coisas suas!
Eita, Gagé!
Vai mulher lá!
Eita, prosta, nista!
Patience from Zoe.
Kill off!
Wow!
Did you see that shit?
What's happening?
Brutal, savage, wrecked.
Dota 2, dead game.
Dota 2,
dead game.
Might not always be a GG.
Bottle Crow, reborn.
Bottle Crow, reborn.
May all your enemies feed.
Now for a garbage podcast.
It's December 22nd. 2019, and Pepsi Max is intended to be the diet cola that men will enjoy. Another commercial entitled Ingredients shows men in various situations listing fictitious ingredients that essentially make Pepsi Max seem tough. The fictitious ingredients include pepper spray, as sweetener, scorpion venom, crushed Viking bones, and the saliva of a rabid wolverine. The actors also state that the can is made from the hull of a nuclear submarine, and so subsequently crush the cans in their bare hands, stating, "I just crushed the hull of a nuclear submarine." I'm Six Detmar.
And I'm Nick Cease, and this is Bottle Crow Reborn, a Dota 2 podcast where we talk about Pepsi Max on a podcast.
Their previous ad campaign had the slogan, "Wake up, people."
Wake up, people.
Uh-huh.
Wake up, people.
And then they also had "I'm Good," which was a series of commercials that implied that men are tough and can handle anything, any injury, any damage, except for the taste of a Diet Cola.
Yeah, it's like if you go to a restaurant and they say, "Oh, can I get a Pepsi? Oh, is Coke okay?" It's like, "Oh, no, I'm good.
That I'm actually tough enough." Doesn't go that way. It kind of goes the other way.
What?
As a person who worked in food service, I have never seen anyone... I've seen people be like,
"Could you imagine?"
Is Pepsi okay? And they say, "Actually, never mind." Mm-hmm. I've never seen anyone... get mad when someone said, "Is Coke okay?" I've never seen that.
Have you ever said, "Is Coke okay?" Have you worked somewhere where they had Coke and somebody requested Pepsi?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's because, so here's a peek behind the curtain of the food industry, is it's actually cheaper to get Pepsi lines of products.
Hmm.
For your soda fountains most places.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a regional thing, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's just the places I've lived. But because of that, most restaurants around that I've worked in, it was like they had Pepsi because it was cheaper. And so it was more common to have Pepsi. And so people get used to having to get Pepsi, and they order Pepsi because they assume you have Pepsi. And you say, "Is Coke okay?" And they're like, "Oh, okay, I'll have a Coke." I have, however, had people ask for a Diet Pepsi, and you say, "Is Diet Coke okay?" And they are mad.
My heavens.
I didn't come here for soda. I came here for pool water, and you will give it to me. I can't taste the chlorine, what am I doing?
I don't think I've ever had Diet Pepsi. I'm trying to imagine.
Like, I accept, I think Coke is better than Pepsi, but I accept that there's a difference of taste, right? That's fair. Diet Pepsi is disgusting. It's so bad.
I mean, I hate Diet Coke.
I don't like it either, but it
tastes,
you know,
like peanut oil to me.
Mm,
something
that
tastes like it reminds me of the sensation of drinking peanut oil if I were to do that for some reason.
Hmm.
Isn't it strange how, like, restaurants in the U.S. just have lots of soft drinks?
No,
I
don't think so. I mean, like, it's just a result of our culture here. You know,
I guess,
soda's really big here in general.
Yeah. But like, no matter where you go, almost, it's like, oh yeah, I'll have my Coke, my Pepsi.
Well, okay, let me think about it. I was listening to another podcast the other day, and I got some fun tidbits here. If you were to go to Canada, do you know what one of the most popular meals in Canada is? I mean, I'm sure there are lots of correct answers, mm-hmm. but...
I don't know.
It's called Kraft Dinner. Do you know what Kraft Dinner is?
Oh, no. I feel like I've heard of this, but I don't
know. I'm sure you have, because it's just Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Oh, no. Oh, that's right. They call it Kraft Dinner.
They call it Kraft Dinner, and it is literally the best-selling grocery item in the country. What the fuck?
Wow. My opinion of Canada fine. Just went down.
Like, it's fine. I will have, you know, I've got some unicorn shapes in my pantry right now. Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes you're having a bad day and you're like, fuck it. I guess I'll do this and I'll add like some hot sauce and I don't know, like some black olives or something to give this a little punch because God, it needs it. But like, now they just fucking have crap. Like, it's like, oh man, I can't wait to come home from my fucking job as a criminal defense lawyer paid, you know, like hundreds of thousands of dollars a week and have some fucking Kraft Dinner. You're depraved lunatics.
Just put some hot sauce on there.
That does help. That's true. I do Cholula a lot of the time.
I don't. I can't tell you the last time I had a Kraft Dinner. I'm another level of depraved in which I just, you know, microwave potatoes.
Christmas is in a couple of days.
It is.
My roommates are out of town, and I have some Kraft unicorn macaroni and cheese shapes.
Oh.
Why don't you come on down? We'll have some Kraft dinner like a family.
Come have my Kraft dinner. Unicorn shapes, huh? It's like a. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna have to look it up. I can't imagine unicorn Kraft mac.
I mean, it's exactly what you think.
But like, how could the noodles? The box just has a very colorful unicorn on it. It says unicorn shapes.
Why? And then if you look at the box, you can see little things in the shapes.
That is
there's a rainbow. There are stars. There's a unicorn head.
I was going to say, why is it called unicorn shapes? If it's just unicorns. But this is a very intricate, noodle. Pasta element. Oh,
is this your first exposure to Kraft shapes?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, this is a time-honored tradition. There's a whole array of these. They come out with, like, it's like the Minions movie comes out, so there are Minion shapes, and they're Frozen shapes, and they're Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shapes. You know, they're keeping up with what's hip and what's new.
There is an entire section on Amazon under Grocery and Gourmet Food, Pantry Staples, Canned Jarred and Packaged Foods, Packaged Meals and Side Dishes, Macaroni and Cheese. So there's an entire category on Amazon.
A cottage industry, one might say.
There is. Okay, so there's macaroni and cheese with cauliflower added to the pasta?
Yeah, sure. It's more healthy.
Oh, man. Bless you. I guess I'm allergic to something with cauliflower
to good food.
Added to the pasta.
I've always had a suspicion that, like, there's, like, aluminum dust in that powder or something. Like, there's something about that shit
is.
Of course it's artificial, but it's also, like, this is more artificial than it should be.
You know what, Six? It's time for Jackie's Chow. I don't like regular mac and cheese that much.
I really expected you to say food. Stunning betrayal after all these years.
I'm sorry, Jackie. Like if it's just the pasta and cheese,
mm-hmm.
sure. Like I feel like a lot of macaroni and cheeses are too creamy is my problem.
That's interesting. I feel like it is easy. One of the things that I will say is I think a lot of macaroni and cheeses, it's really easy for people to overreach. The beauty of macaroni and cheese is the simplicity. Mm-hmm. And you get these people who are like, oh, it's a grano padano with Parmesan and Gouda. And it's like, fuck off. This is not good. You were just like, what are the fanciest cheeses I can find and fucking melt? Like, it doesn't make it better.
Right.
It's, you know, like milk or cream, I find is a key ingredient. I know you don't like it too creamy, but
Yeah.
Like, a simplicity of flavor is essential.
You know, like, people like to sprinkle breadcrumbs over it and make it like a casserole.
That sucks.
I can't stand it. Like, I don't know what it is. Yeah.
It's bad. It's bad.
It's bad. There's not many foods that I don't like. And, like, mac and cheese casserole with the breadcrumbs on top is definitely one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like really creamy, not very strong flavor, just very creamy. You get some, there's some mm-hmm. chew in there from the pasta, at least, I guess. Mm-hmm. But then, like, the breadcrumbs, it's like, what is that adding? You're like putting breadcrumb on pasta.
The idea is that it adds texture, but the reality mm-hmm. is that it adds bad texture.
I don't, it seems pretty popular. I guess some,
I know, I don't get it.
People like it.
I don't know. People make a lot of strange decisions. I mean, there's the whole, like, Chili Mac thing, which is just depraved lunacy.
You know, I've never tried it.
I have. I mean, I guess I had really shitty chili, so maybe that made a difference. Yeah. I don't know.
The number one bestseller on Amazon is Cracker Barrel Macaroni and Cheese Dinner, Cheddar Havarti.
The one that I'm seeing as the bestseller is Kraft Easy Mac. Bestsellers in packaged macaroni and cheese.
Are you saying Amazon would lie to us? That says number three, Kraft Easy Original Mac and Cheese Dinner, 12.9 ounce box. Velveeta is number two. Huh?
I'm seeing a completely different list than you.
What? Amazon.
What? Okay, what is the subdivision you're in?
What's it called? Packaged macaroni and cheese.
What the hell? What?
I'm so far down into the Amazon.
I am also in that exact same spot, and I'm just seeing a different list. I wonder if it's regional?
Oh my, it gotta be. That's baffling. Yeah, number four is the Velveeta Queso Blanco Shells and Cheese Cups.
Hey, on my list, mm-hmm. Cracker Barrel doesn't get in here till number 12.
12?
12.
12, my God.
It's beaten out by Pastaroni. Damn.
Pastaroni? What?
Dunked on.
Devour Buffalo Chicken Mac and Cheese. Honestly, sounds better than regular mac and cheese. Muscle Mac. High protein. How much protein does Muscle Mac have? Wait, hold on. It's sold in 24 packs for $58.87. It's got 20 grams of protein per serving. That's a lot of protein for mac and cheese.
I keep thinking about ordering some curry instant noodle on here. Some curry, like, cup ramen. Because that's just fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible for you, but is literally everything I eat. So who fucking cares? Merry Christmas, everybody! Happy Frostivus!
Jing, jing, jing. It's Frostivus time. Yeah. Oh, wait, you probably played...
What's a little frost among friends?
You probably played Sing Sing Sing's a selection from his Frostivus album.
I actually need to get that file from you, because I checked my music folder. I checked it twice, and it was neither naughty nor nice. It wasn't even there.
That's upsetting. I will have him fax it right over to you.
I was upset. It must have been before I started using this dedicated SSD, and so it probably was on the other hard drive and got cleaned out at some point.
Yeah.
I have this... For folks at home, I have a separate 1 terabyte solid state drive for podcast files that I have never deleted anything off of.
It's a vault.
One of these days, I'll have to start cleaning things up. Probably like Garnet Wagers and shit, because goes back. It goes back.
Damn.
But it does come in handy, because there was a point like 20 episodes into Oopsal Anime where I was like, "What if we started doing the anime openings?" And I was like, I've just got all the files. I can just go do that. It's not even a problem. And because of that, I am now hoarding audio files like a crazy person.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it starts. Like, just one more terabyte. Just one more terabyte.
I could just get another one of those SSDs. I got it on sale.
They're surprisingly cheap. It's amazing. I know, you know, the price continually goes down. But it's just, if you don't look at it for a while, it's shocking. RAM. Have you looked at RAM recently?
No, I haven't.
There was some big, like, price fixing scandal or something. And, like, RAM was double the price that it should have been or something. So I've actually been running on 8 gigabytes because one of my 8 gig sticks broke, many months ago. And I've been too lazy to replace it because I've been running fine. But I'm like, you know, one of these days I'll actually play a game and I'll be like, oh man, I need some more RAM. I should look and see, oh, I guess I'll have to splurge for some RAM. And I'm like, wait, it's $70 for another kit?
I actually also am running on 8, but that's because I had 2 4s, and then I upgraded to an 8, and I was like, that's fine, I'll keep the 8 and the 4, but my new GPU's fan is so fucking big that it covers up one of the slots, and I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah, it's a problem.
I'll figure something out one of these days.
One of these days, I'll rebuild my computer.
What would happen if you made Kraft Dinner, but instead of using milk, you used Pepsi Max, a.k.a. Pepsi Zero Sugar, as it's known these days?
I feel like... Okay, so it would make the sauce darker. It would be sweet.
You know, I don't think... One of the problems with soda is I don't feel like it's particularly... It's solvent. That's not the word I want. It'll eat away at shit, problem. But it doesn't absorb it into itself. You're not going to create a mix. It'll just be like a suspension of cheese powder.
You know what you have to do, Six? You have to just heat the sauce for a little longer until you boil off all the Pepsi.
But then what's the point then?
You know, you can just, you know, mix Pepsi with some water in there, right? Just like with wine.
Well, then why don't you just use water then?
What if you just put wine in there and you wait till it all boils off?
Okay, you're right, actually. The alcohol would get left behind. And so there would probably be... What would get left behind if you tried to boil off Pepsi Zero Sugar? Just the lack of sugar?
You don't want
to
know. in science class. Wow. And in my... God. Maybe... No, it couldn't have been. I think in a 10th grade science class, we boiled Coke.
I'm sorry, please interrupt. Continue your story in a minute.
Okay, good girl.
I'm still on the Pepsi Zero Sugar page, and it's listing the amount of caffeine, right? And it's like, oh, it's got 5.75 milligrams per 30 milliliters, right?
Okay.
And it's like Red Bull's got 9.64, and Amp Energy has 8.93, and Monster has 10, and cocaine has 3.14. I was like, excuse me? And apparently there's just an energy drink called cocaine. But I did have a fucking moment. the caffeine content of cocaine.
Wait, hold on. Cocaine drink. I'm gonna be on a list. Cocaine drink, also known as No Name, is a highly caffeinated energy drink distributed by Redux Beverages. Aside from caffeine, the label claims 3/4 of a gram of taurine and some other shit. Cocaine was created by James Kirby, who used to work as a software executive.
And then he got hooked on cocaine.
In addition to... Wait. In 07, cocaine was temporarily pulled from the shelves in the U.S. after the FDA published a warning letter stating that cocaine was illegally marketing the drug as both a street drug alternative and a dietary supplement.
Honestly, I mean, can't argue with them. You should probably not be able to name it cocaine.
At the end of 07, the Redux team decided to change the name to No Name. Beginning in February 08, the old cocaine name was used again.
Okay, this is beautiful. In 2011, the Coca-Cola company filed opposition to the trademark because they thought it would infringe upon Coke. People are going to go out for a bottle of Coke and accidentally pick up cocaine. It happens to me all the time.
Officer, I swear, I was just trying to get a delicious, ice-cold, refreshing Coca-Cola.
The drink is sold in 3 varieties. Original, free, which is their diet version, and cut. What? Cut cocaine.
Cut cocaine. What are you cutting it with? Wait, and also in 2011, the same year, Redux Beverages released an energy shot called the Cocaine Energy Shot. If you just need a little bit of cocaine, you know, right now.
Sure, sure. They really should have just called it the cocaine line. You know, they should have just committed.
Okay, you read the Wikipedia, but you didn't read the sub. One, the cut flavor supposedly lacks the purported throat-burning sensation of original.
Yeah, I did hold on to that one. You're right. I did our listeners a disservice.
The ingredients are carbonated water, dextrose, citric acid, taurine, caffeine, natural flavors, sodium citrate, D-ribose, salt, sodium benzoate, inositol, ascorbic acid, vitamin C, sucralose, L-carnitine, potassium sorbate, guarana seed extract, pyroxidine hydrochloride, and cyanobalamin and Red 40.
Also, the references, the title of these articles are also very good. Cocaine drink in trouble with Connecticut officials. The cocaine does a body good. Cocaine drink ads will no longer refer to the real thing. Cocaine energy drink to change a name after pressure by the man.
Cocaine energy now in shot format. Cocaine pulled from shelves nationwide.
Cocaine drink is illegal too, FDA says.
I feel like we should really just be a soft drink podcast.
Doctors warn against cocaine.
Hold on. You know the external links thing and the related things you get at the bottom of Wikipedia?
I saw it too.
We got balls, BAWLS, beaver buzz, carabao, cooler energy, cronk, demon energy, desperta ferro, each 810, emerge, four, guarana, hell energy, juice, crafting dang, lipovitan, M150, nay danger, aronamin, pimp juice, pussy, Red Bull, Reload, Rip It, Semtex, Shark, Street King, Tiger V, and Venom. I'm going to have to click on the links. I'm going to...
So, if you weren't aware, Semtex is a type of of plastic explosive like C4.
Oh, wow.
So, I kind of want to create like a suicide of cocaine and Semtex. It'll blow your head off.
Whether or not it's actual cocaine... Mm-hmm. Okay, so Christ. Pussy is a carbonated energy drink produced by Pussy Drinks Limited in the UK. The drink and brand were created by Johnny Shearer around 04. In April 2013, part of the ad campaign for Pussy was banned in the UK by the Advertising Standards Authority for being sexually explicit. I don't understand.
The first advert features the word pussy in large lowercase letters above the phrase, "The drink's pure, it's your mind that's the problem."
Shearer came up with the idea of a natural energy drink after leaving university in 04. Inspired by the Virgin brand name of Virgin Group, Shearer decided to name his drink Pussy.
You did a bad job, my man.
Today, the company generates approximate revenue of $14.6 million and employs 94 people.
You did a good job, my man.
He's a job creator.
Also, apparently, world superbike champion Troy Courser rides around with pussy on his helmet.
Pimp Juice is the brand name of an energy drink inspired by the Nelly song Pimp Juice. Nelly also co-owns the drink. Produced by Fillmore Street Brewery in St. Louis, Missouri. My gosh. St. Louis, Missouri, USA. I've short-circuited after all this Pimp Juice. It's marketed as hip-hop's number one energy drink.
God damn.
What is our number one energy drink?
I mean, here's the problem. This is a true story. This is a tragedy. Like fucking Alexa Q Desposito here. I had to go to my my doctor as a follow-up after getting my my line installed for dialysis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a new doctor who I hadn't met before. And they're going through all the basics and like blah, 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 blah. You know, you smoke, you drink. And they're like, do you drink energy drinks? And I was like, I mean, not very much, but like every now and then. And they're like, you can't. I was like, what? I was like, oh, you haven't heard? There's a study that came out. They're really bad for your kidneys. And you basically don't have those. So you can't ever drink energy drinks again. I was like, oh,
no!
I mean, most energy drinks are terrible, but
yeah,
betrayed.
Who would have guessed, you know, Semtex is doing you wrong.
Remember Vault?
I do.
God, Vault was good, actually.
I've had like very few energy drinks in my life because they don't work. My body treats caffeine strangely. Very strange.
No, I understand. I understand.
Yeah. But I have had them sometimes.
I can drink an energy drink and go straight to bed and it doesn't do anything. I just like the flavor.
It's baffling. Right? And then sometimes, like there's one time it's just like I will be wired for the entire night after having a cup of coffee. It's crazy. I just drink coffee anyways, though.
Mm-hmm.
for the taste, for the experience. It's like having a hot drink. I think we've talked about it before. It's just nice to have a hot thing. But you don't have like hot energy drinks, right? You just have coffee.
I mean, you have hot in terms of scandalous. We have lots of those.
What if we talked about cocaine? Warmed up a monster.
That would be unbelievably disgusting.
I guess all the solvents would start to evaporate at that point, so you'd start to smell the paint thinner or whatever. Mm-hmm. So there's a reason they keep them ice cold.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
So did you know, actually, speaking of energy drinks, did you know that Bang? Are you familiar with the energy drink Bang?
Yeah.
So are you aware that they've been banned throughout Europe through the EU?
No. Why?
For a couple of reasons. One, it includes an ingredient called super creatine, which is not legal to put in food.
What is super creatine?
It's supposed to be like a muscle builder, I believe. Then there's also
bonded to L-leucine. Okay. Okay.
And then there's also the fact that it contains L-arginine, which is a muscle growth component, and that's legal to put in, but they advertise it as having this will help your muscles build up. And according to a study, you would have to drink 20 cans, 200 cans a day for 45 days in order to see any effect. Mm-hmm. And then, just to make things worse, Bang decided to put out a claim that Bang can cure Alzheimer's.
It may be capable of treating it. Apparently, the super creatine, it's bonded to another special molecule. Combining the two makes it water stable, and it helps with mental focus because it can cross the blood-brain barrier more easily than regular creatine. Just got to get it right in you.
Wow. Hmm. Wow. I thought this was an episode of Bottle Crow. This is a Jackie's Chow for sure. I'll correct, listen, in post, it'll be right. It'll be fine. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow. So this is Bottle Crow episode 125. Nick, when you save your file, make sure you save it as 125. I know you already did, mm-hmm. but that's because we both fucked up and named our patch note special 124, and it fucked up all of our files.
It did. I will correct the files. I'll make it like 125, final V3.
Final XX remix.
Exported.
Last chapter.
Fiend.
Birth by Sleep. Wow, that was a tangent I didn't expect, but I think it was a very productive one. We've learned a lot about ourselves and about society.
Mm-hmm. It's our niche, right? Like, have you ever listened to a podcast where people talk for 30 minutes about soft drinks? I think not.
Yes, actually.
Oh, wow. Damn.
You should listen to some of the older Giant Bombs.
Oh. See, I've actually started listening to the Giant Bomb podcast, so I don't just know the Giant Bomb Corporation from Mario Party Party anymore. But only mostly from Mario Party Party.
Yeah.
I guess that is their brand. They could do that.
Yeah, they used to do, like, they used to open, not every show, but most shows by testing a new energy drink.
Oh. Oh.
And it was pretty much always like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah. Damn.
Because energy drinks, that's what they're like.
Man, that took a lot out of me, surprisingly. I feel like I need an energy drink. Six, do you have anything you want to say to wrap up our Jackie's Chow segment? Or would you like to transition into the real meat of the show?
I guess the only thing I'll say is after this podcast, I have to do the laundry because I got cake on my pillows.
You got cake on your pillows? Multiple pillows?
Okay, just one pillow, really.
Okay.
And it's because my desk is about half an inch away from my bed, and the cake in question had a chocolate ganache, which was very fluffy.
Mm.
So a little got on there.
Oh, you're ravenously devouring the chocolate ganache.
You know, that's not inaccurate. It was fucking good.
And all through the house, not a ganache was moving, not even a mouse.
My mouse.
My mouse. My mouse. Ganache was moving, not into my mouth. Okay, Six. Well, it's time again for America's game, because back in October 25th, during ESL 1, we saw the return of the best segment. Did you happen to watch this one, Six?
I think so. I thought we covered it. No, you linked it in our Discord.
That's I did, and I was very excited. And I don't know if you remember, but we also have a little game. It's Hot or Haas.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for Hot or Haas.
No, I'm gonna kill you. Like, I'm gonna take your dog. You're dead. I really hate you.
What happened? What happened?
I'm gonna kill you. Can I just choke you right now?
I hate you.
Let me fight fresh, you idiot.
I'm gonna kill you. Die in a fire.
All right.
This insert bumper.
Super well designed game.
Yes.
You're a parasite.
Yeah, so back in October, once again at ESL 1, Six had episode 2 of Hot or Haas, the game where Six, I was calling Slack Six. God.
Listen, yikes. Listen, I feel like you've got more Slack's energy than I do, but, you know, we both have more Slack's energy than we have Nahaz energy.
Nobody has Nahaz energy, except for maybe Purge. Okay. Where Slack's, he did this before, I think at least a year, probably more than a year ago. He stole Nahaz's backpack with his laptop in it, and he hid it somewhere in the venue. Previously on Hot or Haas, it was on the roof, and Nahaz and Slacks in suits had to go up on the roof where it had started to rain before the rain soaked and ruined Nahaz's laptop. And they followed him around with the camera, and, you know, Slacks was saying, oh, hot or cold, except it's, you know, Hot or Haas. And so, you know, Nahaz, of course, very upset, you know, he's going along with a goof, but he obviously wanted to kill Slacks. Well, once again, we find Nahaz sitting in the green room.
And Slacks, as soon as Slacks walks in with a mic, he's like, oh no.
Oh no. You can tell there's just panic in his eyes. He remains calm, but internally he's screaming. And as soon as Slacks reveals what's happened, he's like, no! He's trying to watch the game because he's, I guess, currently on the panel, so he's going to have to talk about it. But yeah, so they walk around. I forget where they even are, honestly. I forget where this ESL 1 was. But they walk around the venue for a while. And, this was Hamburg because Aaron was here. Aaron went to Hamburg. And I guess they had, I'm trying to remember the reason for this. They had some booth set up that's like a cage, right, of a cage match. Mm-hmm. And they were, you know, destroying things in it. And so Slacks leads Nahaz around on this wild goose chase. Nahaz getting more and more angry, more and more frustrated as they have to go outside and walk around and then go back in another building where this ring thing is. And so as they walk in, Slacks is like counting down the time. And inside of this cage, there's a person with like an executioner's hood on. And they smash Nahaz's laptop.
And the moment of... It's perhaps on camera, I have never seen more sincere agony and despair from Nahaz than in that moment where he's genuinely like, no!
Because he knows. He knows Slacks is crazy enough to do it. Right? Slacks is... He would go that far. Slacks is a very smart person. You know, he's a shrewd businessman, I'm sure. But he's insane. He would do it. He would legitimately destroy Nahaz's laptop. It turns out to have been a fake. But you know Nahaz actually thought for a moment that it was possible that Slacks had somebody destroy his laptop. It's just my favorite. I'm so glad Slacks has enough of my sense of humor.
Wait.
Yeah.
This is... Where's my Chromebook? Nick! Okay, there it is. Okay, okay, okay. I'm putting my
you
hand
see,
on it.
Since I've had off for work recently, and so I've...
Just looking around my room for various electronics, making sure they're okay.
I know you won't remember, so I can say that would be the greatest thing ever if I could somehow pull that off. It'll be on my notes. But anyways, yes, I'm glad Slacks knows that this is a segment that has to keep coming back. I cannot wait for episode 3 of Hotter Haas. So good. But anyways, Six, you know, we have our own favorite game, which you love to play.
I'm really mad that I was helping you with this, as it turns out.
Yeah.
Before the podcast, you were like, I need help. And I like, I understand our dynamic. I didn't ask what you needed help with. I just started saying words and phrases. And normally I feel like I'm pretty supportive of you and your schemes?
Schemes is correct. Yeah.
Hotter Haas is a garbage game, Nick.
So you know how Hotter Haas works, but just in case the folks at home don't know, I will name topics, and Six has to guess whether they are hot or Haas. If you guess correctly, you get a point, and if you guess incorrectly, you lose a point, and you have to gain points to win the game.
So here's the fun thing, is that in Slack's version of Hotter Haas, it's based on whether you're getting farther or closer to a goal. In other words, it works on basic operating principles.
Yep.
There is zero logic to Nick's Hotter Haas. Nick has basically blindly selected what the right answer is every time. There is no logic. There is no reason. There are no rules. It is 100% a blind fire guessing game.
It's America's game. Everybody knows how to play. Anybody can play. It's from ages 0 to 100. Even if you're above 100, honestly, come on the show. We'll still play. Six, do you need to do any prep? Do you need to phone a friend? Do you need to phone the police?
Let me look down my friends list here. Okay. Nope. No one who could help me is online. They're all offline. I am alone in this.
Is Alan on?
Alan is not on.
Okay. We'll get him next time.
Wait. Alan. You up, fam. Famzilla.
It's currently 10:32. There is a possibility that they're not.
All right. Well, sadly, Alan is in bed and not willing to get out of it for this.
That's okay. We'll get him next time. All right. It's time for Hot or Haas. Six. Are you ready?
Hey, Siri. Help. Help me. I don't want to call Brian. Fuck off. I don't even know who Brian is.
You should probably call him. Hey, Siri. Oh, you're not listening. Hey, Siri.
I'm here.
Do you know the first topic of Hot or Haas?
I don't have an answer for that. Is there something else I can help with?
Six, is there something else she can help with?
Can you kill Nick?
Can you kill Nick?
I don't have an answer for that.
What use are you? Siri doesn't know, but I know that the first topic of Hotter Haas, episode 2, is heat pumps. Heat pumps, Six. Hot or Haas?
So I'm going to do my usual mistake, which is trying to think about this.
Yeah.
I feel like Haas has gone on somewhat in years. He's not like vintage, but you know, he's a silver-haired guy, right? Yeah. And as you get older, your body becomes worse at regulating temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like you would appreciate a hot pump. It has hot in the name, but that's a trap. This is Haas.
This is absolutely Haas. Six, well done. Once more. See, heat pumps are Haas because it's time for Hero Home Improvements of New Earth.
Thank you.
One day I will get the transition properly down. My heat pump was having some issues this week six. Because it is currently cold here. And I have one heat pump for my house. And, you know, I had been going to work and I was getting out of the car. And for 2 or 3 days, I'd been hearing this occasional, maybe every 10 to 20 seconds, little, like, almost alarm, almost siren, just a little whoop. And I was like, what the hell is that? I thought it was a bird at first. But this went on for 3 days. And then I realized, wait, I think that's coming from outside my house. It was not coming from the woods or from my neighbor's house. And so I walked around. And what do I see? I hear my heat pump going whoop every 10 to 20 seconds. And the fan on the top of the heat pump is frozen solid to the outside. We'd gotten a lot of freezing rain and snow like the last weekend. And like the edges of the fan were just completely encased in solid ice to the edge of my heat pump. And so it was not working very well. It was bad. I had noticed my heat was coming on a lot. And it's not because the heat pump wasn't capable of putting out enough heat because it was cold. It's because the heat pump wasn't fucking running. Imagine my shock and horror. And so I took a very long screwdriver. I had to turn it off inside. There were various levels of debug here. You know, I had to take off the front grate, look at what's going on. I'm like, oh, yep, that seems to be a problem. I had to turn off the thermostat inside. I went out and I chipped away at the edges. And then I had to chip some ice that was on the fan blades off. And then I spun it with my hand and it looked like it was clear. And so then I went inside, I turned it back on, and then I came out. And sure enough, my heat pump had started working again. And my heat was not cycling or constantly on quite as much.
Cool.
You're currently at 1 point. Next
if
up.
Every question takes this long.
Next, we have a segment for every question. Don't you know, Six? It's tradition. The weather in L.A.
I mean, it's not hot, so it's hot.
You know, sometimes you go out on the field and you play some good football there, Six. It's Haas. Because the weather in LA is currently not cold. It's like 50s, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Pretty good. Here it's mostly below freezing. It got up to 50 today, though, for some reason.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Next topic, chocolate oranges.
Listen, chocolate oranges are hot. You know what? I'm saying that one for sure. They're hot.
Chocolate oranges are hot. Terry's Chocolate Orange is a chocolate product created by Terry's in 1932 at Terry's Chocolate Works in York, England. It was made by Mendeliz International from 2012 to 2017. And as of spring 2017, it is made by Carambar & Co., a French company. And Paris is currently at 50 degrees Fahrenheit. You're up to 3 points. Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Gosh, is there a specific incarnation?
No, specifically there is not a specific incarnation.
There have been occasional hot Shaggies, but I think in general, Shaggy is Haas.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Shaggy is hot. The powerful Shaggy meme is a popular meme that started off as a joke based off some, you know, cast interviews, then evolved when YouTube got its hands on it, and somebody dubbed the Ultra Instinct music from Dragon Ball Z over a scene of Shaggy fighting in a gang bar. And power is hot.
Well, that's why I said it was a specific one. The answer is yes.
But, I guess, but it's more like Shaggy is an entity. It's specifically not like, you know, there's many.
But if you take some total. Listen, I guess, I'm getting too invested in trying to make this make sense when the concept
into my garbanzo beans.
The premise of your feature is that it's trash.
Garbanzo beans, sir.
Okay, please continue.
Garbanzo beans.
That's the next one. I thought you were just being expressive.
No, when I get really, really into something, I just shout, garbanzo beans.
They're Haas, and if you say they're hot, you're wrong.
garbanzo beans are Haas because you call them chickpeas. The name chickpea comes from the Latin word sicer, referring to the plant family of legumes, fabaceae. It is also known by its popular Spanish-derived name, the garbanzo bean. Kidney beans, black beans, lima beans, and peanuts are other familiar foods found in this legume family. These plants produce edible seeds called pulses that have high nutritional value. Chickpeas occurred in early recordings in Turkey around 3500 BCE, and in France, 6970 BC. India produces the most chickpeas worldwide, but they are grown in more than 50 countries. But you don't use a garbanzo bean in the same way you use a chickpea. It's much more of a pea to me that has, you know, a unique identity than a bean, right? Mm-hmm. You don't like roast beans, but you could roast garbanzo beans, chickpeas, as like, a, you know, a little snack.
I don't like chickpeas / garbanzo beans.
Really? Interesting. I think in moderation. In moderation.
Okay. I just, you know, just like pinto beans are right there.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest bean.
Pepsi Max.
Well, given that it doesn't exist anymore, I will have to go with Haas.
It is Haas. Wow, well done. I was we were talking about Pepsi Max before the show, I think. We didn't even make it into the show before we started talking about Pepsi Max. And I saw that the Canadian formulation came from 1994, was an entirely different Pepsi Max than we have now. It was marketed only in Canada, and it was a precursor to Pepsi Edge. It was sweetened with aspartame and high fructose corn syrup, oh God, and it contained 2/3 fewer calories than full sugar colas.
Sort of a Dr. Pepper 10, if you will.
Indeed, it did contain more calories than like diet or light colas at the time, though. Sure, but it was discontinued in 02. The Diet Pepsi Max product, introduced in 08, has no direct relationship. Confusing.
Interesting.
And for that reason, it is Haas. You've gained a point. Next up, Haas.
Haas is hot.
Oh.
Damn. I tried to go for the galaxy brain.
It's you know, it's pretty much a 50-50. Haas is a modern Mediterranean restaurant in London, built on the vast experience and passion of our three Turkish founders, using fresh, local, seasonal ingredients and taking great inspiration from our heritage and ancient Turkish cooking techniques. Our aim is to celebrate Mediterranean flavors and provide a true taste of our homeland.
That sounds hot to me.
It does, but it's... Unfortunately, it does fall under Haas.
But you just randomly picked Haas. Got it.
No, I Googled Haas because I needed another Haas, and Haas came up.
Okay.
I can give you. Let's see. We can book it. Let's see. We can. Oh. There's. Wait. There's six locations. Okay. There are locations in Plantation Place, Hounds Ditch, St. Paul's, Bishopsgate, Premier Place, and Finsbury Square. These sound like fake places, but I guess it's just Britain.
Yeah, that's what they're like over there.
Okay, interesting. Very, very interesting. Lots of restaurants, huh? Oh, they're all very close to each other. They're suspiciously close to each other. I'm not sure if we should have given Haas this kind of publicity. So we're gonna have to move on to our next topic, mints.
I'm going to go with hot here.
Unfortunately, mince is Haas. A mince pie, also called a mincemeat pie in New England, and fruit mince pie in Australia and New Zealand, is a sweet pie of English origin filled with a mixture of dried fruits and spices called mincemeat that is traditionally served during the Christmas season in much of the English-speaking world. Mince is like mincemeat. It's meat, right? Like, you think you mince up a meat, or you like grind up a meat, you make a meat paste, it's mince meat. Mince meat is not dried fruits and spices. It doesn't make any sense.
You're right, that's pretty Haas.
It is. It's very Haas of it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Whew, Six, you've made it through the bulk of Hotter Haas. We have four topics left
that are
lightning round. These are lightning round topics because I haven't had time to Google them enough to come up with a lot of things to say about them. So here we go. I'm going to keep my cursor right on your points. Scented candles.
Haas.
They are Haas. You're up to three. Tissues with lotion.
Those are Haas. Ugh.
Oh, those are hot because... Okay, there is backstory to this one. When you have a cold, right? And, yes. Like, your nose is really running. Eventually, your nose just, like, can't take it anymore. It gets really, you know, rubbed raw.
I'm allergic to the lotion.
I'll give you a special nullification, but we're going to have to get one more topic in here that I'm going to create from the top of my head. Okay.
That's fair.
That's the thing. Like, tissues with lotion, I hate them. I really don't like them because I don't like lotion. Except...
Also, it just feels like a paper towel soaked with grease. It's just disgusting.
It does. But like when you're in the throes of, you know, a bad cold, it's it's what you need for me. For me, it's very useful. It, you know, provides relief to your nose.
Sure. Okay. I understand.
Christmas music.
Haas,
because it is hazardous to your health. It is awful. A lot of the time. Snickers.
Hot.
Snickers are hot. And our last topic. I'm going to spin around. I'm going to look.
Nick.
Yes.
Blackberries. Are they hot or Haas?
Blackberry. I feel like Haas could be blackberry. I'm going to go with Haas.
Unfortunately,
no.
Blackberries, the fruits, are perfectly hot. They're wonderful. They're a joy to consume. If I had been referring to the phone, you might have gotten that one. They are definitely Haas. But sadly, you lose a point there.
No, I'm at minus 1 points. Wait.
Well, no. This is a team effort.
Oh, okay.
You can subtract it from mine.
Okay. Okay. We're at 4 points. And for our final topic, six, I'm going to. Anime
is about as Haas as it gets.
It really is. I mean, Haas is so he perfectly defines the weeaboo trait, right? I mean, just look at the man. You know, he has the body pillow. He has lots of figures. He has lots of Blu-rays, very expensive because he works as a professor at a college, so he has the money to afford such luxuries as very expensive anime Blu-ray discs.
Well, you know, Red Eye, I think you'll find you mean Boku no Hero Academia.
Yeah, so your final score, this is incredible. Out of, let me count them up here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Out of 13 topics, 6, you have 5 points. You've won really, Hot or Haas.
I'm positive score. It's incredible.
It's incredible. I was searching, so astute listeners who will realize last episode, I was trying to find something in my notes. It was my original Hot or Haas notes, and I don't know where they are. I couldn't find them. Because I was going to try to see what your score was and try to see what the topics were, because I was considering just reusing the topics and doing Hot or Haas last time just immediately.
That's like what I did on the... So when we did season one of the Garnet Wager, where we would do a game every time, and for the first game we played Rock, Paper, Scissors, and for the last game we played Rock, Paper, Scissors, but I had predetermined answers, which were just the answers that Alan gave on the first game. And Alan was just, like, racking their brain, being like, oh, I figured out the pattern. Wait, no, what?
Oh, I remember that moment. That was excellent. Oh, wow. So you were the winner of It's a Christmas time Frostivus New Year's miracle, Six.
Yeah.
You've won Hot or Haas, and you've won a special prize. Six, can I buy you a package of mac and cheese?
Can you? I mean, sure, I'm fine with that.
Okay, I'm going to send you a package of mac and cheese.
Okay, well, the variety is entirely up to you.
Okay, excellent.
All right. There's
so many choices.
I know. You'll have to do it off the air. I mean, otherwise, that'll be the rest. I have to dedicate
my full attention to this.
But Nick, Dota also happened.
What is this you speak of? A Dota?
Have you heard?
defense of...
About the bird? The bird is the word.
The bird is the word. Give us the word. Went for the full thing.
You think I was going to half-ass that?
No, absolutely. You got to go for it, you know?
You really do. You really do. Because we have a new arcana. We have the Ogre Magi arcana.
It's a hat. Wait, what's the hat? Hat corner?
It's a bird.
Hat
it's
review?
A bird. Yeah. The hat cast?
What is even the name of
it?
Hat cast. Yeah, there's your name of the segment. It's the hat cast. We have so many segments. I want to make sure we recognize them all.
Mm-hmm.
This episode. Mm-hmm. It's Ogre has three heads now.
Yeah. Yeah. There is the new head, which is the bird.
Out of all the heroes, I guess besides Mirana and Luna and Disruptor and Coddle, anybody who has a mount, CK, this is the hero I would have least expected them to put on another, on an animal, on a mount.
Yeah. This is a,
here's the
bad
judgment.
Choice.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Why? Is there anything specific that offends the eye?
I mean, it doesn't add to the character to me. It just feels like they were... It's one of those situations where they're like, okay, we're going to allow them to vote for anything. You can vote for any character. And then Ogre Magi won, and they were like, fuck! Shit, we have no ideas. Yeah, he's just riding a goofy-looking bird. They are. I don't know. Would you refer to Ogre Magi?
I don't know. I think they're both dudes. I was playing a game recently where... I can't remember what I was saying, but there was a rando who was playing Ogre Magi. And I said something, you know, we were joking around at the very beginning of the game. Like, wow, you sound like a... Or I think I was mid and they gave me a tango or something. Like, wow, what a swell guy you are, Ogre. Or like, yeah, oh man, Yellow, you're such a swell guy. And he's like, oh, well, thank you. Which one, Ogre or McGee? As if they were two separate people. And it was a real chuckle fest. Let me tell you. Knee slap.
Laugh? Riot. Yeah.
Yep. But I guess...
Riot Games laugh.
Oh, wow. Nothing makes them laugh besides money. Cash.
Well, guess what? This arcana costs $35.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's arcana. They all do.
Oh, I thought they cost $30. I was going to say, do we have inflation?
No, 35.
Okay.
35 is the standard.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't...
I think it might be on sale for... Because sometimes they have a launch sale. Yeah. I didn't check that. So maybe that's why you're thinking it's 30.
Possibly, yeah. But yeah, it doesn't really change the character. It's really goofy. Have you played against one?
No, I haven't.
It's goofy. It makes the hero feel weird to play against. Yeah. But it doesn't, like... I don't know. What do you want in an arcana to do? Maybe an arcana can do different things, like making it seem like Ogre is just a very big courier.
What if he didn't shit fried eggs when he walked?
That sounds like a horrible idea. Why would you have him not do that?
I just don't.
Yeah. The facial expression of the bird is something else. And the pre-match showdown thing, if Ogre is the MVP, it's just the bird for most of the duration. And then like Ogre plops down onto the bird. And it's just like this big derpy bird face, and you're like, it's huge, it's disturbing.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, it's not like it's badly made. It just, I don't know.
It's a lot of thing. There's a lot of content there. It just doesn't particularly inspire much.
Yeah. I mean, you know me, I may have had a lapse last episode into despair as I talked about how I would welcome a pool party juggernaut, but I'm back on my feet and I don't like this.
Wow. I'm so proud. You've turned your life around, Six.
You know, it was a near thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, like, the part of the problem is, like, listen, part of the description is like, oh, this was given to Ogre by the goddess. What the cluck was she thinking? No, what the cluck were you thinking, Valve? This sucks.
You know, they you gotta leave some room for failures. Failures are on the road to success. Every brick on the road to success is their Ogre Magi Arcana.
I do like that the bird chips in occasionally on voice lines.
You know, it's represented. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, Nick, I guess that's it for Dota.
I guess that's it. Thank you for our Dota segment of Bottle Crow.
Well, this is Jackie's Chow.
Yes.
Naturally. If we talk about craft dinner.
Shit.
Oh, thank you, Jesse.
Yeah, wow. Rare appearance from an old co-host. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, gosh, you know, Frostivus. Enjoy your Frostivus.
Yeah, we got
really have anything to say with the event.
Battle pass thing, a little progression thing. You can throw snowballs at people again. The have you seen the penguin thing in game?
No, I haven't.
It's the like cosmetic bound to the like control R thing, the one the rightmost. Mm. It's like the penguin from what the hell was it? I guess the Frostivus event last year. Do you remember those like, God, what am I even thinking of? The latest wave based thing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I guess that was last year. And then like one of the rounds was a bunch of penguins going back and forth. Mm-hmm. That's what this is.
Okay.
It's very goofy. It like stays for a long time, and if it hits terrain or a tree, it like turns around, and it makes a little sound.
And you can use it to detect people who are smoked?
Probably. Probably breaks the game. We're smoking.
We are. Next time we'll talk about more Dota, but probably listen. Dota, you're going to have to step up. You're going to have to do your part. Yeah. I can't promise these things when you're giving me a bird that shits fried eggs. I just don't have anything to say.
Mm-mm-mm.
We could talk about the rich energy scandal next time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We started off really high energy with all our energy drinks. Now we're getting down. We're coming down. We're getting more chill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Close out gracefully.
This podcast was metaphorically 5 hours long, so our five-hour energy is wearing off.
It feels like it. Yeah.
That hotter Haas definitely took a lot out of me.
Did you take a quick nap while I was talking about garbanzo beans, cherries, Terry's chocolate orange?
To my great despair, I am incapable of being like, oh, this segment sucks, let me disengage. I just can't do it.
It's the gift and the curse of being a podcasting god.
All right, well.
Well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take it to the plug zone. It's very loud.
It is. I really need to re-edit that sometime.
I'll lower it a bit in post, but we like sleeves on Twitter.
Yep. Oh, I didn't even talk about the actual heroes of Nurth. You'll have to find out on We Like Sleeves. I put up walls this week. Spoiler alert for next week's Heroes of Nurth. Haas. What's Nahaz's real name? I don't remember. Nahaz of New Earth.
Home Improvements of Haasworth.
Of Haasworth. Haaseldorf.
I can listen. I've still got that sound file. I could add some Nahaz. Yeah,
just
that
keep.
Thing.
Yes. Please slip a Nahaz in there. Good stuff.
All right. Bottle Crow. On Twitter.
Yeah.
It's there. Till next time, folks. Peace out. Sure.
I gave you my farm, but the mid and late game, you gave it away. And this year, to save me from tears, I'll carry this game by myself. Last frost of this, I gave you my farm, but the mid and late game, you threw it away. And this year, to save me from tears, I'll carry this game by myself. My mid was speed and my carry died. I bought out the shop, no wards who still cry. Tell me, carry, why do you still hate me? Well, this is US East, so it shouldn't surprise me.
This is Saint Salamander! Happy Frostmas, everyone!